buyers finally stepped back into cattle futures on Friday. The latest WASD report was plumb bearish for grains. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 13th of May. Cattle markets continued to erode last week, pressured by everything from volatile outside markets that were whipsawed by knee-jerk trade emotion, to the cool weather delaying summer grilling demand, to increasing fed cattle supplies. Maybe though, just maybe, cattle futures finally found a bottom to the recent sell-off as short covering and positioning helped spur a rally late Friday. Oversold conditions and the significant decline in open interest support the notion. Other than 50 cents higher in spot June, live cattle futures closed an average of $1.87 higher on Friday. Week to week, they were mixed from an average of 54 cents lower to an average of 19 cents higher. They'd been down about $9 on average the previous 2 weeks. I'll get to feeder cattle futures momentarily. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade continued to lose ground last week. Live sales were $2 to $4.50 lower at $120 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, mostly 121 in Nebraska, and 122 to 122.50 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was $6 to $11 lower in Nebraska at $189 to $194. It was $8 to $10 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $190 to $192. Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out in his recent market comments that the $6 decline in cash fed cattle prices over the past couple of weeks equates to about $84 less per head, basis 1,400 pounds. Even so, Griffith says cattle feeders have been willing sellers at lower prices given the current cash premium of $7 to $8 relative to the June live contract. Although slightly lower month to month, the latest monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates released on Friday forecast higher fed cattle prices year over year. The annual average fed steer price was projected at $118.50 a hundredweight compared to $117.12 last year. Prices are forecast at $121 in the second quarter, $113 in the third quarter, and at $114 in the fourth quarter. As mentioned earlier, cool, wet weather continues to stymie the seasonal increase in grilling demand. Choice box beef cutout value was $6.25 lower week to week on Friday afternoon at $221.11 a hundredweight. Select was $5.83 lower at $207.46. Upcoming holidays should offer an expected seasonal boost, but cattle numbers and carcass weights are increasing. After months of lower year-over-year dress steer and heifer weights, they began to draw even and then increase a couple of weeks ago. The average dress steer weight of 854 pounds for the week ending April 27th was 4 pounds heavier than the previous year. That's according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. Average dressed heifer weights were 6 pounds heavier at 794 pounds. Fed cattle slaughter for the same week was 14,665 head more at 512,477 head. However, USDA did reduce beef production slightly for this year in the latest WASD. The May projection is 27.27 billion pounds, which would be 397 million pounds more than last year. Calf and feeder cattle prices continued to follow the rest of the complex lower last week. Nationwide, steers and heifers sold steady at $5 lower, with instances of $10 lower, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. That was with receipts hampered by rain and mud from Kansas to the Dakotas to Illinois and Indiana, according to AMS. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.45 higher on Friday, though, reversing the trend that saw them slide an average of about $14 lower the previous 2 weeks, before closing an average of 89 cents higher this past week across a range of 45 cents to $1.27 higher. According to ag economist Andrew Griffith, cash feeder cattle prices through the summer and fall are on course to remain steady with the previous 6 months, given the expectations of feeder cattle futures. Although futures markets offered little marketing opportunity the past 3 weeks, he says there's still time for the market to recover some of the losses. He adds that there's a chance that summer and fall feeder cattle futures prices could move back to the low 150s, which would present a marketing opportunity. Despite wet conditions and late planting that threatens to decrease corn planting, corn futures were an average of 16 cents lower week-to-week on Friday through the front six contracts. The aforementioned World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates offered no support. For instance, analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service projected the 2019-20 season average farm price for corn 20 cents lower at $3.30 a bushel, the lowest since 2006 and 2007. Even with current planting wonderments, ERS forecast this year's corn crop at 15.0 billion bushels on a yield of 176 bushels an acre. That would be the second largest U.S. production on record. Ending corn stocks for 2019-20 are projected to be 390 million bushels, more than last year, with a stocks-to-use ratio of 16.9%, which would be the highest since 2005 and 6. Likewise, ERS analysts say the projected season average farm price for wheat is $4.70 a bushel, down from last year's estimated $5.20, on the expectation of greater export competition and lower U.S. corn prices. As for soybeans, WASD projects the 2019-20 U.S. season average price at $8.10 a bushel, down 45 cents from the previous year, pressured by sharply higher beginning stocks and larger soybean supply. Soybean futures were about 31 cents lower week-to-week on Friday through the front six contracts. Apparently, though, much of the bearish WASD news was already priced into the market, given the muted reaction in futures markets on Friday. Other than 1 to 2 cents lower in the front three contracts, corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 1 to 3 cents lower through May of 20, and then mostly a penny higher. So much for fundamentals. Chatter about on-again, off-again trade talks with China continued to whipsaw equity markets Friday to the upside this time. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher on reports that talks with China were constructive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 114 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 10 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 6 points. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 13th of May. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.